back in the summer of 2011. It was about July. My brother and I, Nate, we live in Windsor, Vermont, and our town was going to be celebrating our 250th year, like a lot of towns in the Upper Valley and actually all over the place. So we had the idea of taking portraits of 250 people in our town, and that's how the project began. And we actually did have a Kickstarter and raised money to do the project and print books. And we printed 11 by 13 hardcover, like coffee table books. We had this vision of like a really beautiful kind of portrait book that people could have that was a remembrance of the 250th year.
How are people in Windsor using the book now?
So it's interesting because the book is, we gave one to the library, and often when you go in, people are looking at it like it were a yearbook. And even kids will take it down, and I'll see it in the kids, down in the kids' room, and they'll just be searching through it because they'll find their picture, or friends will find their picture. And even people will look through it, and if I'm around, they'll say, why am I not in this? I've lived in Windsor my whole life. And I say to them, I wish that you were. But I think that's part of the appeal for me of the project is it's about a time and a place of a community and a people and a place. And that's what I think makes it special, because both the 250th book, that was the summer of 2011, and the Royalton book is July of 2013. And there's a lot you can kind of glean from that by looking at the pictures that I think is interesting, just even what people are wearing or, you know, how they sound, what they talk about, can be very relevant to the time in which we did it. So, yeah.
Well, and you have some audio clips of the people in Royalton,
yes,
who you photographed. Let's listen to one to get a flavor of what they sound like. This is John Duffy, and he has a photograph that you've taken of him in his camo pants with his suspenders and a really nice mustache, very well groomed.
Yes.
And let's listen to him, and then we can talk a little bit about him.
I love it. It's like walking around in a brochure all the time. It's beautiful. The people here are awesome. Just seeing the people when I had the flood, 100-something people were there. They were just stopping and running over and helping.
And John Duffy teaches kindergarten nearby.
Yeah, he teaches kindergarten in Tunbridge, actually, so the next town over.
And he's talking about the flood, of course, Irene, and Royalton was really heavily affected by Irene. Is that one of the reasons you chose that town?
Yeah, we definitely thought about that. We thought that we knew what we had driven through, and we had seen what had happened. And that was definitely part of this idea of why we stay. You know, difficult things happen in a place, and you choose to stay or not stay. And I think obviously most people probably did stay because they had no choice. But, you know, that was, it's an interesting part of the tale to tell, actually.
And it's interesting to hear him say it's like living in a brochure or a postcard. I mean, that was in answer to the question, what do you love about this town, or what do you want people to know about it?
Yeah, I mean, and everybody's is slightly different, you know. So some people will say it's like living in a brochure. I want everyone to be here and experience it. And then others will say, I want this to stay a secret. You know, I don't want too many people to come here.
Well, let's listen to another one, Thomas Powers. He has a kind of a different approach. What can you tell us, first of all, about Thomas to get us in the vision?
Yeah, so we met Thomas. He was at the Royalton Farmers Market on the Green. And nobody really knew about the project at that point. So it was his brother, Bushrod, who has actually helped us get into the Farmers Market, which is great because that was a really, really important place for us to meet people. And he really pushed people. And I think, I'm not sure if he pushed his brother towards us or if he was just there, but you know, he is obviously you know, shopping and strolled over to us, and he very matter-of-factly was, you know, very willing to be a part of the project, and I really like his response, actually.
Just the personal connection. I don't actually think it is unique. I think there are lots of towns like this in Vermont and all over the country, in fact. And a lot of them, I'm sure, are, you know, great places to live. But I live here, and I know people here, and I like it here.
Chris, why do you love that response?
I think that that's a really honest opinion about how communities are, you know, and it's about the personal connections. And I like his matter of factness about it, you know, that I'm sure there are places all over the world, but I know people here and I like people here. And that's why I like Royalton. And I just think that's refreshing.
When people come to the website where they can see all of these photos and listen to that audio, do you think that resonates with them? I mean, hearing something like that, because people presumably are coming to the website who don't live in Royalton and are trying to find something out about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you look, I mean, I think that it's pairing the images with the audio that gives you a sense of the place. So maybe if they were just listening to the audio, they'd say, I'm not sure about this place. But I think when you pair it with the person, there's a dimensionality that is created. And I think when you listen to all of the responses, you get a really interesting, fuller sense of a place and a community. And I think that's important.
Well, who's Kyle Reichert? We're going to hear from him next.
So he actually, I think we interviewed him and he was getting married within a couple weeks, actually. So he is a younger man, younger than Duffy and Tom. And he definitely had sort of got to the core of maybe a struggle about living in a smaller town in Vermont.
And you asked him, what's the most challenging aspect of life in a small Vermont town? Let's listen to him.
I'm fortunate enough, I'm pretty happy with my job, but I mean, a lot of people struggle to find employment here. So, and a lot of people that I graduated with move because they can't find opportunities here. And there's no real industry in Vermont. I'm not sure if I really want big industry in Vermont. You know, you find that in New Hampshire, but I think that's one of the more challenging things. And property taxes aren't cheap here, so how do you survive?
This was actually during their Old Home Days celebration. So I think those are the sounds of like the big mechanical Ferris wheels in the background. But again, like this idea of and I think that it's a kind of a touch point in Vermont right now is people not leaving the state and perhaps even how to keep younger people here and not maybe graduating from college or high school and then leaving. And so, you know, and I don't have the answer to that at all, but I think Kyle brings up some really good points, though, and, you know, him wanting to be here, but it's difficult. And I grew up in Barnard, so did my brother, and we both left and did college elsewhere and lived abroad. But Vermont was always a draw for me. I've always thought of it as home, even though I think true Vermonters wouldn't consider me a Vermonter. But I always thought of it as a place that I wanted to be. And so I came back and I found it to be a really supportive place creatively. And if you want to make it work, you can make it work. And there's a community even in our state. And so I think that I like Kyle's perspective because it is difficult. But if you want to be here, you know, there's a strength here.
We've been listening to and talking about some of the people who you photographed and spoke with in Royalton. And as we were talking about, you also did a book in Windsor first. So what do you want to happen with this project now? I mean, this is going bigger, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to see this project continue. I'd love to do another town in Vermont, but I can see this book happening in numerous different ways. It's just an interesting visual way to remember us people. Stories and preserve them. Yeah, I have lots of daydreams about where it could go.
Well, thank you for sharing them with us and telling us a little bit about the project and the two Vermont towns you've worked on so far.
Yeah, thank you so much.